That's when I think David Lee Roth has fallen as far as he can fall. He falls another 1,000 feet.
As our radio competitor.
God almighty. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that
didn't last long.
Another chapter in his free fall.
You know, I hate to talk about other radio shows other radio stations, and I know it's kind of gauche. It's sort of inside. I'm not sure how interested people really are in hearing radio stories. But when we heard that he was going to be on the competition, I thought, there's no way that can work. And the main reason I knew that was because we've had David Lee Roth on. And, you know, he's always been nice to us.
Oh, no, so, absolutely.
You know, I'm not knocking the guy. But he doesn't listen. If you ask him a question, he basically spits out what he's thinking while you're asking him the question.
Yep.
And if you ask him a question, he'll probably talk for, you know, 5 to 6 minutes about everything but what you asked him.
Yeah.
And I knew there's just no way that you can effectively do any kind of a talk show, I don't care if it's TV or radio or whatever, if you're not interested in the other people.
It's a big problem.
It just all comes from within.
It's a big problem. An enormous problem.
And remember how weird that was when he was in here?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the thing of it is he's so energetic. He's such a ball of fire. And because he doesn't listen, he's just sort of this one-man wrecking crew, this locomotive on the way to a brick wall. And all you can do is sit back and delight in the crash or just delight in where the thing is going to go ultimately. But the thing of it is, though, and listen to him while it's – I mean, it was just too bizarre when he came in and just – before we even could get a couple of questions in, just kind of set up a foundation and have some basic conversation with the guy, he was off and running in his one-man show of Van Halen. and the way he was introing each of the pieces and then finding a way to take it from conversation, then find a song title that would be in the sentence of the conversation, use that as a seg into the tune.
Yeah. It's like being in a really bad Vegas show.
Absolutely. Which he's done that, too.
And it looks like he's going to do Branson, Missouri next.
Right, absolutely. Because
I would
Branson is next. If he hasn't already been there, because he's already done Vegas. Remember that? The infamous bubble gum and the schlong, the gum that comes in that flavor.
I'd say it was more like Atlantic City. I don't even think it made it to Vegas.
No, he was in Vegas.
I mean his appearance in here.
Oh, yeah,
I wouldn't even call it Vegas quality. Yeah. It was so strange.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get it up, baby. Swing it out now.
Here it is.
I think you know it. Hey! Ow! The Morning Brew. So fine, baby. Moving with the stars.
Band was tight. Band was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 members of them?
Yeah.
All 36 of them?
And every time you hear him sing any kind of Van Halen stuff, you just want him to be in the actual band.
And then it would be
that would rage on all morning.
Yeah, man, I was hot. You know, it was almost like I was near the equator or something down south, somewhere like almost like being in Panama.
Yeah, exactly. Then into Panama.
Until recently, unplugged man, post-coital man. That's
send this one out to Manuel.
Here we go. Until recently, unplugged meant something like life support, man.
Remember when Manuel Noriega was encamped in his palace somewhere, and he was under arrest, and we had a warrant for him. And we went out there, and we put up all those big speakers, and we cranked up all that heavy music trying to flush him out. You know, I mean, one of the songs they played, man, I think it went something like this. Jumping, back That's why I didn't come out. He liked it, man.
Kiss, come, baby, for a damn towel. Pass you, be before on the avenue. Mama, she wrote the plan.
Don't you know she's coming home to me?
Who are those guys?
Who are those
guys?
Nothing I like better than when the lead singer talks to the backup singer.
Yes, it's
when
great.
When they answer the lead singer.
Absolutely.
There's nothing cooler.
It's awesome. But that would rage on all morning. And I think the thing of it is, you know, he's got that high-octane delivery that just goes and goes and goes. But after a while, it starts to repeat itself, kind of. And pretty soon there's sort of a pattern to
the
patter.
Feel like he's coming at you. He's not really performing for you. He's performing at you.
Yeah. And then after a while, it's kind of like, okay, this is all starting to kind of sound the same all the time.
But all that heat in Panama, you know, next thing I know, I see the bikinis coming out, and the beaches are getting full, and it looks like a big old pile of pretty women.
Sounds like a pretty woman to me, babe.
Well, thank you.
Have you ever noticed how much Roy Orbison looks like the guy in K-Pax?
Listen to me, courtesy laugh. You hear that fake laugh?
I wonder if he ever repeated that joke, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, no bargain on the dance floor. Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, are you lonely? It must be true. No one can look as good as you.
Mercy. Well, the thing of it is, man, this Jay Leno thing last night was just dismal, because now he's got this folksy band behind him doing these Van Halen tunes on Jay Leno, which we got a lot of email on that.
Well, that's part of
off the air, and it is, I mean, embarrassing.
It's part of a disc.
It's a new low.
What is the point of the Van Halen disc? It's not Van Halen, but what's the point of the disc?
Just bluegrass.
It's just bluegrass Van Halen.
Of Van Halen. All right. So here you go. After all that setup.
Yeah.
D.L. Roth on the Tonight Show last night. And
he
looks bizarre. He looks so strange.
He's got short hair. And he's wearing just this casual button down short sleeve shirt and blue jeans, snapping his fingers.
He looks like a laid-back MBA.
Yeah. And he just snapped his fingers like a madman.
I get up! Baby, nothing gets.
And he's just showered following a rowdy frat party the night before.
Yeah. He's got like 15 people behind him with banjos, guitars, slide guitars, the bass fiddle, all that stuff.
His hair's parted on the side.
Yeah, it's so short it's parted on the side.
You got to know.
His face is the same. It doesn't look like he's aged necessarily.
Kind of a toe tapper.
Yeah. Look at him snapping his finger. Really, honestly, man, this is Branson, Missouri. It really is.
Hey, you! Who said that? Baby, how do you...
Mark and I were wondering if he's had plastic surgery. I mean, honestly, man, he looks like he hasn't aged a day since Van Halen.
In
the face. And I remember when he was in studio that we were playing those cuts from... You know, he had aged. I mean, he had the lines on the face and all that, and it's starting to look a little rugged. And here, he looks really young. Listen to this craziness. Has he already told the fiddler to do a little ditty for him? Here it is.
Is that Grandpa Jones? Yours, Lindsay. Yeah, banjo players picking away on that solo.
Oh, God.
That's actually hellacious picking there. Too bad it's a song.
Yeah, too bad it's a Van Halen tune. I mean, a trifle corny. Just a tad.
One more time. Get out my stone.
One more time. See, it's just like when he was in studio. It's the same attitude, the same presentation. Oh, jeez. You liked it the first time, you'll surely like it the second time. And the third and the fourth and the fifth. All he needs is some bozo shoes.
His voice doesn't sound too bad, really.
His voice is great. I mean, if the guy were to be in Van Halen right now, it'd be terrific. I would love to see him reunite with Eddie and the boys. God, it's too bad.
You know,
his voice is terrific.
We've talked about Elvis shooting out the TV when he saw Robert Goulet on TV, and he thought Robert Goulet had hit on Priscilla,
mm-hmm.
and that's why he shot out the TV, which, reasonable. If you're Elvis.
It made sense at the time.
You know, you're on about 100 pills. But I have to believe if Edward was watching the Tonight Show last night,
oh man,
he might have emptied a firearm into the television, into the flat screen, plasma in his case.
Some of our fathers is the book, the blue collar guys, Larry, Bill, and of course, and Jeff, thank you guys. Stay tuned for Carla coming on next. We're out of time.
I'm sure Eddie and Alex are on the phone in no time after that.
Name that tune. Any idea?
Hear it again. What is it?
Oh, I played too much, I thought.
I don't know, I'm out. I'm out.
Should we play a little piece of the real one? The real one will give it.
Nothing will help it.
She knew better. He wanted her tonight. And it was now or never. Made her feel so sad.
Listen to the violin, the fiddle.
She knew he'd forget her, and so they said a good night. And now he's gone forever. She wants to send him a letter. Just try to make herself feel better.
Painful.
Very.
Well, we lost a great one yesterday. A really, I think, a bigger